The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shlomi Lefkowitz Shlita of the Kollel Evna Ezer Lamaisa of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
Sota Daf Chafei Amid Aleph. The Gemara, right at the top of the Amid Aleph, says, Iboi Luhu, Iveris Aldos Tzricha Hasra, Lahafsida Ksubasa, Oyena Tzricha Hasra. There's a woman who is an Iveris Aldos. Does she require Hasra, a warning, in order to make her lose her ksuba, or does she not need hasra? At this point, we need to look at the Mishnah in Masechtas Ksubas, Perek Hamadir, Daf Ayin Beis, Omid Aleph, which will tell us what exactly is an Iveres Al Dos. The Mishnah over there in Perek Hamadir says, Ve'elu Yotze Shalei B'Ksuba. The following are women who are forced out of their marriage without getting paid the ksuba. A woman who violates the law of Moshe and the minig of Yehudis, Jewish minig. The Ezehi Das Moshe, what's considered the law of Moshe, that if she is over on that, she loses the ksuba. She feeds him tevel, food from which truma and meiser was not separated, which is a serious iser. Umisham shosei nida, or if she has marital relations with him while she's a nida. She's not mafresh chala from her isof, from her bread that she bakes, which is also the same as feeding him tevel. Or if she makes nedarim and she does not keep her nedarim, she violates them. Those are all Ivrais al Das Moshe. The Ezehi Das Yehudis, who is considered a woman who is Ivra and Das Yehudis on the Jewish Minog, Yaitzav Rosh Perua, she goes out in public and her head is uncovered. The Gemara explains that this does not mean that her hair is totally uncovered. It means she's not wearing an additional covering that used to be the minig for the women to wear. The Tava Bishuk, if she spins in public, the Gemara elaborates on what exactly that means. Umedaber Sim Kol Adam, she speaks to everyone that she meets. Abishol Oimer, Abishol adds onto the list, Afim Kalelis Yolda Bafonov, also a woman who curses her husband's parents in his presence. Rabbi Tarfin Oimer, Afa Koilonis. Rabbi Tarfin adds a Koilonis is also included on Iveres Al Das Yehudis. Ezehi Koilonis, what is a Koilonis? L'chashi medaberes b'soich beisa u'shcheineho shoymen koila. She speaks in a very loud voice, and the neighbors hear her speaking in a loud voice. The Gemara elaborates, this does not mean that she speaks about mundane things. It means that she fights with him regarding intimate matters, and the neighbors hear, and therefore it's obviously very humiliating for the husband. So the Mishnah tells us that there's two different classifications of Iveres Al Das. The first one is Iveres Al Das Moshe, and the second one is Iveres Al Das Yehudis. We'll soon see what the differences are. Getting back to our Gemara in Soita, the Gemara has a question of whether this Iveres Al Das who loses her ksuba and is forced out of her marriage, does she need to be forewarned before the ksuba is forfeited, or does she just lose the ksuba the first time she's over, even without warning? The Gemara continues. Mi amrinon kiven da Iveres Al Das hi lo iboi hasra. Do we say, since she is an Iveres Al Das, she does not need Hasra? She can be forced out of the marriage without the ksuba, even without having been warned. Perhaps she does need Hasra, so that if she chooses to reverse course and do tshuva, then we can give her the opportunity to do that, and she will not lose the ksuba right away. If we look at Rashi here, Rashi says, Iveres Al Das Yehudis, She'enot Snua. The Gemara here is talking about a woman who's an Iveres Al Das Yehudis, who's not as modest as she needs to be. She's not sneezdig. Yoytzav Rosh Perua. She goes out in public with her head uncovered. V'tava B'shuk. And she spins in the in public place. Umedaber Sim Kol Adam. She speaks to everyone she sees. Omer B'ksubas Perek Hamadir. The Yoytzav Shaloi B'ksuba. The Gemara says, actually the Mishnah says in Perek Hamadir, that she has to leave the marriage without getting the ksuba. All the Mepharshim over here asking Rashi, why did Rashi decide to explain the Gemara's question of whether or not the Iveres Al Das needs Hasra it to be talking about an aver saldas yehudis. As we just read from the Mishnah and Hamadir, there are two types of aver saldas, two different categories. The first one is aver saldas Moshe. The second one is aver saldas yehudis. And the Gemara here in Saita would seem to be questioning about both of them equally. Do both types of aver saldas need hasra? Both the aver saldas Moshe and the aver saldas yehudis. Why did Rashi decide to isolate the Gemara's query to be only regarding aver saldas yehudis? It would seem from here that Rashi holds that aver saldas Moshe does not need hasra. Further, another question that's asked on Rashi is, if we look at the Gemara here in Saita, we'll see that the Gemara tries to prove the point that aver saldas does not need hasra from... Excuse me, the Gemara attempts to prove that aver saldas does need hasra from various cases of Saita. And the Gemara ultimately proves that she needs hasra from the case of Elusha, based in Mekan Elam, Mishnas Charash Baila, Nishtata, Oishmahi Chavsh, Beveis HaSurim. There's a group of women that based in gives them kinoi in lieu of the husband because the husband is not capable of giving kinoi in his current matzav. Beis Din will do the kinoi on behalf of the husband. And the Gemara tells us that the reason why Beis Din is mekane this woman is not in order to be mashker her the meisaita, but in order to make her lose her ksuba. Now, what's Beis Din giving the kinoi for? The kinoi is a warning to tell a woman that she's not allowed to be misyached, she's not allowed to isolate herself with a certain man. She's not allowed to seclude herself with a certain man. Now, what isser is she doing over there? The isser is yichud, when she violates the kinoi. Yichud, Rashi in Masechta Shabbos and Daf Yud Gimel tells us, is aser midiraisa. It's learned out of a pasuk of Ki Yisischa Ben Imecha. If so, we see that the Gemara is proving that aver saldas needs hasra from a woman who's an aver saldas Moshe. We suspect her of being misyachid with another man, which is an issa d'oraisa. If that's so, then we see that even an aver saldas Moshe needs hasra. So that's question number two on Rashi, that why is he telling us that the Gemara's question of aver saldas, whether or not she needs hasra, is talking about aver saldas Yehudis, where l'chayr we see clearly from the Gemara that even aver saldas Moshe needs hasra as well. If one looks in the Shulchan Aruch and Ibn Ezra Siman Kuf Tezvav, over there the Shulchan Aruch paskins that aver saldas needs hasra, and the Beis Shmuel over there Sivkot Yud Zayin, he mentions the Rashi in our sugya. He says Mashman Bikol Apoiskem aver saldas Hein Das Moshe Hein Das Yehudis Tzrich Hasra. The Mashmois, the simple understanding of all the Poiskim, is that both types of aver saldas do require hasra, both Das Moshe and Das Yehudis. Ella, however, Rashi besoited Avchot Hei, Pirish Beboi Zu. Rashi in Soited Avchot Hei explains the Gemara's question, Mitzvich Hasra L'Hafted Aksuba, whether or not aver saldas needs hasra in order to make her lose her ksuba, is the Ayri Boi aver saldas Yehudis. That the Gemara's question was only about aver saldas yehudis, as we pointed out. Mashma, the implication of Rashi is, Disvirulei, imhi aver saldas Moshe, eina tzricha hasra. A woman who's an aver saldas Moshe does not need hasra. Kivan dekvar hichshilasei. These are the key words in the Beis Shmuel. Kivan dekvar hichshilasei, because the woman who's an aver saldas Moshe already caused her husband to sin. Now the Pesachei Tshuva over there, Sifkot and Yud Aleph, he brings down from the Tshuva's Rebbe Akiva Eiger which can be found in Madura Kama Siman Kuf Yud Dalid, who in turn brings in the name of the Sefer HaFloh, the question that we asked on Rashi, that the Gemara proves that aver saldas does need hasra from a saita, who is a woman who is being misyached, who would seem to be aver saldas Moshe, because the Isra Yichud is min haTorah. And the HaFloh proves from there that the Beis Shmuel is wrong, that even Rashi must agree that a woman who is aver saldas Moshe also needs hasra. So why does Rashi say that the Gemara is talking about Iveres al Dasi Hudis, where the Gemara clearly afterwards is incorporating also Iveres al Dasi Moishish, who needs Hasra as well? The Haflah says that Rashi doesn't mean to restrict the Gemara's question to only Iveres al Dasi Hudis, but to tell that Iveres al Dasi Moishish does not need Hasra. Rashi's just telling us the Rabusa. He's telling us the biggest Chiddush, that even Iveres al Dasi Moishish, who did not violate any Isidaraisa, the Gemara still has a suffix that maybe she does not need Hasra. And ultimately the Gemara proves that they all do need Hasra. So we see from here, not like the Beis Shmuel. That's what the Haflah holds. Rabbi Akiva Eiger comes to the defense of the Beis Shmuel, and he says, no, the Diak in Rashi is correct. Rashi really does hold that Iveres al Dasi Moishish does not need any Hasra. So what are we to do with the Raya from the Gemara? That the Gemara brought the Raya from a woman who is Misyached, who is being over an Isidar Raisa, which L'chaira makes her an Iveres al Dasi Moishish. Rabbi Kiveger says that the Beis Shmuel doesn't mean to make a dichotomy and divide all types of Isurim Deraisa and the Isurim Derabanan and say that all types of women who violate Isurim Deraisa are included in Dasi Moishish and don't make Hasra, don't require Hasra, whereas if they are not being over in Isur Deraisa, they do need Hasra. What the Beis Shmuel is just saying is that most of the time in a Iveres al Dasi Moishish does not need Hasra because she was already machshel her husband. She already caused her husband to sin. That's good and well with the list of the women who are Iveres al Dasi Moishish in the Mishnah in Ksubis. If she feeds him tevel, or if she has relations with him when she's a nida, or if she makes nedarim and she is not mekayim her nedarim, she violates them, which the Gemara says is considered a michshel for her husband because ba'avei nedarim banim mesim. The Gemara says that the punishment for one who violates Nadarim is that the person's children are going to die. So if the wife makes Nadarim and then consequently violates the Nadarim, she's going to cause her children to die, which is obviously a terrible einish for her and for her husband as well. So since her husband is affected, that's included on the list of Iveres al Dasi Moishish. So the Rebbe Kiveger is telling us that the Beis Shmuel is learning up in Rashi that whether or not the woman needs Hasra does not depend on the technicalities of whether the Isra that she violated was an Isra D'Oraisa or an Isra D'Rabbanan. Rather, it depends on whether or not she was machshel her husband already. If she was machshel her husband, then that belongs on the list of Iveres al Dasi Moishish. If she was not machshel her husband, it belongs on the list of Iveres al Dasi Yehudis, even though the Isser that she may have violated was an Isser Yichud, which might have been Isser Deraisa, still, by violating the Isser Yichud itself, was not a michshel for the husband. So therefore, she's included in the list of Iveres al Dasi Yehudis, and she would need Hasra. Baruch Frankel, in his Hagoyis Baruch Tam, his gloss is on the bottom of the Sefer HaFlo, says a very similar teretz to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, but it's slightly different. He says, Loi kasha midi, to answer the kash of the HaFlo, that we see that even a woman who is over the Isra of Yichud also needs Hasra, so therefore how could the Beis Shmuel come and say that Rashi holds only a Iveres al Dasi Yehudis needs Hasra, but not a Iveres al Dasi Moishish? Says the Baruch Tam, Loi kasha midi, the Haflo's kash is not shver at all on the Beis Shmuel. The Bichlal Iveres al Dasi Moishish, Ein Rakesh HaMachshel says Baila, included in Iveres al Dasi Moishish is only when she's machshel her husband, she causes him to sin. Oish kishe goyremes misois baneha din oideres v'ein amekayemes. If she causes the deaths of her children by making the darim and not keeping them. Al kein, avshe Iveres al Isur Yichud, shehu d'oraisa, lohes mafsad k'suva midin Iveres al Dasi Moishish. Even in a case where she's over the Isur of Yichud, which is a d'oraisa, she still would not lose her k'suva because of being an Iveres al Dasi Moishish. Even if she violates other Isurim Chamurim, which certainly are Isurim Deraisa, such as eating Chelev, or eating other Machol Sasuris, which are also Deraisa, if she didn't feed her husband the same food and cause him to sin also, she would not lose her Ksuba. Rak kishayish pritzus bameshin es yachta mafsedes ksubos midin avesel dos yehudis. But when she's misyachta with another man, the reason why she loses her ksuba is not because she was oivrin isid araisa, it's because she did something which is pritzus, which is promiscuous. So therefore, the reason why she loses the ksuba is because of Veres Aldas Yehudis, not because of Veres Aldas Moshe. Shemichlala called pizzas gather tznius. Included in a Veres Aldas Yehudis is any pirta, any breach in the gather of tznius. Well, kein tzri chasra kedin kol oy Veres Aldas Moshe. This is a mistake in the Baruch Tam. It should say, al kein tzri chasra kedin kol oy Veres Aldas Yehudis. The reason why a soita requires hasra is because the thing that she's doing wrong, even though it's an issa d'oraisa, but the reason why she loses the ksuba is because she's doing something which is a breach in the choyma, in the wall of tznius. So, insofar as the reason why she's losing the ksuba is because she's not being a tznua, she's included in Averes Aldas Yehudis, not in Averes Aldas Moshe. There's a very strong kasha that we can ask on Rav Baruch Frankel. If we look again in the sugya in ksubas and daf Ein Beis on the bottom, the Gemara says, "Ezehi Das Yehudis Yoytzev Rosh Perua." Who's included on the list of a vessel Das Yehudis? A woman who goes out in public with her hair uncovered. In fact, the Gemara Rosh Perua Deraisehi. A woman who goes out with uncovered hair is violating an Issur Deraisa. The Chesivu Paras Rosh Ha'isha. The Torah tells us in the Parash of Soita, Uparas Rosh Ha'isha, that the Kohen is supposed to uncover the head of the woman. The Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel, we learned in a Braisa from Rabbi Shmuel, is Harlo B'nai Yisrael, Shavu Yetzu B'Peru Arosh. From here we see that all Jewish women have to go with their hair covered. So a woman who does not cover her hair is being over in Issur D'oraisa. Why did the Mishnah include it in the list of Averes Aldas Yehudis? The Gemara answers, D'oraisa kalso shaper domi. Mid'oraisa it's enough, she has one head covering. Das Yehudis afilu kalsanami osir. Das Yehudis requires that she have an additional covering on her head. In any case, the Gemara asked the question that a woman who goes out with her head uncovered should not be on the list of Das Yehudis. She should be on the list of Das Moshe because she's being oivrin issur d'oraisa. According to Rav Baruch Frankel, the Gemara's kash is not fair at all. The Gemara should have said a very simple teretz. It's true that a woman who goes with uncovered hair is violating an Issur D'oraisa of Uparas Rosh Ha'isha. However, the reason why she loses her ksuba is because of Veres Aldas Yehudis. The very fact that she went with her hair uncovered is not a michshol for her husband. It didn't cause him to sin, per se. The reason why we want her to lose her ksuba when she doesn't cover her hair is because she's being a prutza. It's immodest behavior. So that's why she's included on the list of Veres Aldas Yehudis, not Veres Aldas Moshe. Many years later, I found that this question is asked by Rav Baruch Frankel himself in a different place, in his Hagois under the Sefer Beis Meir. And he says that the Gemara needs to ask on the technicality, that the Mishnah called a Yotzev Rosh Perua to be a Veres Aldas Yehudis when, strictly speaking, she did violate Midraisa, and therefore she could have been included on the list of Veres Aldas Moshe. It seems to me, Lani's Daiti, that the question is a lot better than his answer. His answer is somewhat lacking, because at the end of the day, the Gemara could have still said a simple teretz, that the reason why she's included on the list of Veres Aldas Yehudis is because the reason why she loses the ksuba is because she was not a tznua, not because she violated an issur d'oraisa per se. Perhaps the reason why the Gemara does not give the answer that I'm suggesting is because the Gemara wants to tell us the additional chiddush of kalsa shaper domi midraisa. Midraisa is sufficient if she has one head covering, but the das yehudis requires a second head covering, and therefore the Mishnah is telling us that even though she goes out with one head covering, since she doesn't have the additional one which is required by Das Yehudis, she will lose the ksuba even because of that.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.